And that's when really you're tested to really come to that place in your Christian life to really see, like Peter says here, hey, do you really have fervent love for one another? Are you willing to really, truly forgive without ever again wanting to retaliate against that person? That is so hard. But it is possible with God.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, it's great to have you with us today. Returning to 1 Peter, Roel will share timely reassurance and instruction for your life as an end times believer. Opposition to the gospel is growing, but you can glorify God when you stand firm in the Bible's truth and respond to persecution with unconditional Christ-like love. We hope you'll follow along to see how to live out your God-given gifts in ways that will point others to the Lord Jesus. Here's Roel Reese in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 8.
We have an interesting study tonight. We're talking about how to live the Christian life. And if you're living in Rome at this particular time, the Christian life is very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. The Christians are being oppressed, they're being prosecuted, they're being persecuted, they're being killed. And then at the same time, you ask the question, well, what do you ask God to do in my life if I'm arrested, if I am taken into the lion's dens? And so the Lord begins to speak to Peter about the church. And what Peter now tells us is that there is a priority, and a very important priority, concerning the church. And that is, the church needs to understand love. Love. And Peter, in writing to these Christians that he's talking to, he's not talking to the world, he's talking to persecuted church. He says in verse 8, "And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." Wow. That sets it all. The word love, there are actually four words of love in Greek. Agape, phileo, eros, and what we call storkio in Greek. The eros is that physical, the phileo is the emotional, and the agape is the spiritual, and the storkio is the family love, like for your son or your daughter, or someone in your family. And it's incredible because the word that he used in here is the word agape. The love that we're supposed to have, where John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And think how many times when we speak of love, agape, which is a characteristic that every Christian needs to possess in their lives. What I get blown away with is when I go backwards in the New Testament, and I go backwards and I go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. When he starts in chapter 12, 13, and 14 of 1 Corinthians, he's talking about the abuse of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he's talking about the church that was carnal. And one of the things that he does in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he explains what true love is. Love is not something that you just get overnight. It is something that comes supernaturally as you submit your life to Jesus Christ and you begin to become a forgiving person when people offend you and they come against you. You don't want to retaliate. And that's when really you're tested to really come to that place in your Christian life to really see, like Peter says here, hey, do you really have fervent love for one another? Are you willing to really, truly forgive without ever again wanting to retaliate against that person? That is so hard. But it is possible with God. It is possible with God. Think of what God has finished with you and forgiven you for. Think of what you've done against Him in your own life when you were not a Christian. And even as Christians, the things that we do. And how many times has God forgiven you? And when I thought about it and I was reading, I was thinking agape love has some characteristics. The first characteristic that we have is the command that is given to love God according to Matthew chapter 22, 37. It says it is the first commandment. The first commandment, he says this. And Jesus said to him, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first great commandment. If you don't love God with all of your soul and all your mind, you're not going to love people. That's the first commandment. The second commandment is what? To love thy neighbor as thyself. Think of what he's saying. Here, Peter is demonstrating that these guys in Rome that are persecuting, prosecuting, and killing Christians, watching your son, watching your daughter, watching your grandpa, your grandma, mother, or father taken into the arena and being beheaded or being killed by an animal, devoured and chewed up. And then you're next. Imagine what kind of a heart you would have. And yet, if you really settle the issue in loving God first with everything that is in your being, then secondly, you will love thy neighbor as thyself. You have to do that. Because the second thing he says is to be done with all of your heart. Matthew again, chapter 22, 37, Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your being or mind. And yet it is more important than any ritual you could ever accomplish in your life or do. According, again, to Mark 12:31, he says, and the second like it is this way, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Notice what he says. There is no greater commandment than these two, to love God and to love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what the scripture says. So Peter is pointing out to the Christians of that time the love that they should really possess in their own lives. 1 John chapter 4:17 says this, love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. He's the one that demonstrated who's that, Jesus Christ. He's the one that did it. He's the only one that can do it. And then the command given to us as believers to love others, it's the second commandment as we read in Matthew 22, 37, 38. And then secondly, it is commanded by Christ in John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. That is something that truly is lacking in so many churches. Jesus said they shall know you by your love, not by your carrying your Bible, not by putting stickers on your car, or wearing Christian clothes. They shall know you by your love. Observation number 2, verse 9. This is important. What's the next thing Christians are to have? Not only love, hospitality. Hospitality. Verse 9. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. You invite somebody over to dinner, and you say, let's pray. So you pray, and then they start serving each other. And you say, oh, by the way, we don't have enough potatoes, so be careful how you serve yourself. Or you start grumbling. But at the same time, as believers, within the church and outside of the church, are we really being hospitable as God says in His Word? You see, when the heart is open, then the home will be open too. Why? Open because as Christians, we know that the Word says that we are what? That we are friendly to strangers. Because you might be entertaining who? Angels. Imagine how the Scripture speaks. It's interesting that the meaning of the word hospitality, it means a stranger. A stranger. You see, and this love is shown readily and generously, not by saying, you know what, it was so good to have them here. Remember, they ate so much of our food. I mean, why invited people over? If you're going to complain and murmur and grumble, forget it. We have to really understand what God says here. If we're going to be generous, let us be generous as Jesus Christ was generous. The early church were generous. We have to be open-hearted through the love of Christ. Why? Because we have a big family. Think about that. The body of Christ is huge. I love it when I travel to different places. I've been to China. I've been to, the only country I've never been to is Russia. And you know what's amazing? Is that everywhere I have gone, the people have been so generous. And in generosity, never take advantage of people. Never take advantage of people either, just because they're generous. But it's really cool to be able to be open, as Peter is declaring here, because people can become selfish. Only thinking of myself. And not really of other people that really need the love of God. In Hebrews 13:1, he says, let brotherly love continue how? And even in hospitality, is again through the love of Christ.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. For Bible-rich resources to strengthen your faith, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com. You can also join Raul on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel. Straight Talk with Raul streams every Tuesday at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Now back to more with Raul Reese and our study of 1 Peter.
And then check this out, verse 10. As each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, observation number 3 here is using our gifts properly. Did you know there are 21 gifts of the Holy Spirit? Every believer has received at least one spiritual gift. One spiritual gift. God's given me the gift of teaching, gift of preaching. I have the word of knowledge sometimes. I mean, there's gifts. Prophecy. It's incredible. I got baptized with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I spoke in tongues the first time that I received it. I don't speak publicly in tongues. I speak when I'm driving by myself or at home. I use my gift that God's given to me. I don't pray in English. I pray in tongues that God's given to me. Because the Bible says I'm speaking in the Spirit. And the Spirit is making intercession. And He knows what's going on in my life. And I think it's really important that we pursue after the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God wants to enrich you with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's incredible when you look at them. For example, let me show you something. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3 through verse 8, look what he says. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt with each one of us by the measure of faith. For as we are many members of one body, but all the members do not have the same function. We're all different. He says, so we being many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another. Then having gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in the portion of our faith. If ministry, Let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching. He who exhorts in exhortation. He who gives in their giving liberally. He who leads in diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Notice that. Gifts that every one of us can possess. 21 of them. 21 of them. Here's five of them. Check this out in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversity of activities, but it's the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one who, notice, for the profit of all, for one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts, notice that the gifts of healings, notice that, by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another the different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But notice, but to one of the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, check this out, as He wills. As He wills. He gives to us according to our needs. We don't just choose what we want. God knows what you need. So we need to start praying to God to get us the gifts of the Holy Spirit and whatever gift He wants to give to us. Discerning of spirits, man, that's a gift needed in the body of Christ. The gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues. You see? All these things that are given to us. And then again, Paul, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, he says, but to each one of us, the grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended Christ on high, Christ led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. When Christ went down to hell and took Abraham and everybody out of there, he gave gifts. Look what he says. Now this, he also ascended. What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things, and that he himself gave some to be apostles. Check this out. Some prophets, some evangelists, and some, in the Greek, pastor teachers. Not pastor and teachers, pastor, teacher. The pastor, teacher has the gift of teaching. Notice that. And this, well, check this out. What else he says? For what? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Notice the purpose of the church. It's not to take people on a trip and take their money. It's not to play mental games with them and to rip them off in any way. It is to teach them, to build them up as saints in the body of Christ and expose their gifts so they can be used in the body of Christ, to minister in the body of Christ. Check this out, verse 13 again. He says, see, we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So here is what he's saying. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, notice, tossed to and fro and carried away with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men or the cunning craftiness or deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things unto Jesus Christ, who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joint and knit together, that every joint supplies according to the effective working of which every part does its share, causes growth in the body of Jesus Christ. For what? For the building it up in love. Notice that. The purpose of the body of Christ. What's the body? You and I. The different gifts is to keep the body together. Who's the head? Christ is the head. You may be a finger. You may be a thumb, you may be a nose, you may be an eye, you may be an ear. You don't want to be a toe, you got to be a toe in darkness a long time. Without the toe, you can't walk properly, no balance. And yet Christ says what? The toe is needed as much as the thumb and the eye and the ear and the actual eye and nose. But everybody wants to be out in the light. Nobody wants to be in the darkness. And yet, every part of the body is needed. And yet the head controls the whole body. And who's the head? Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the one that blesses us. So don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Seek after the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Go back and read Romans and Ephesians and Corinthians. And then pray and ask God, God, what gifts are for me so that I can be used in the body of Jesus Christ so that you can use my life? So don't be discouraged tonight. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Become a student of God's word. And then check this out, last observation, verse 11. This is so cool. Investing in study time. Write that down. Investing in study time. Peter is exhorting the church. You need the gift, but you need to study God's word. You need time to study, whether it be in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening. He says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. What's the oracles of God? The word of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion forever and ever. So be it. So notice the motive behind all the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God gives to us. To bring what? Glory and honor to who? To us? No, to Him. To Him. We should never, ever misuse the gifts of God or abuse them. Those who stand and speak have the most solemn responsibility. What? Too much is given, much more will be required. Much more. Why do we study? So that we can learn and give to others the knowledge that God gives to us. And I think today is the day that we really need to do that. We need to pursue, we need to seek after Him, and we need to be open to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, whatever you want to do in my life, do it, and do it right, Jesus. Do it now, Lord. Why? Jesus Christ, whose glory and dominion forever and ever, so be it. We give all the glory, all the honor to Jesus Christ for baptizing us, for teaching us, for leading us and guiding us into all truth.
Well, it's natural to want to retaliate when your faith comes under attack, but we hope today's message has shown you that responding with godly love is the better way. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to hear today's lesson in its complete form, just call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's teaching from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. We'll send your copy for a donation of $5 or more. Now, we'd also like to tell you about this entire 1 Peter series. Available on both CD and thumb drive, this 42-part study illuminates the importance of showing Jesus' compassion for those who oppose His gospel. As you learn to trust God's faithful presence in your trials, you'll find that you can selflessly pour into the lives of others. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to purchase Rawls' 42-lesson study of 1 Peter. We'll send your thumb drive for $42 or the CD collection for $63. Our number once again is 800-634-9165. Or you can also write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese is fully listener-supported. Your partnership is pivotal to this ministry, and every contribution you make is tax-deductible. Well, thanks again for including us in your day today. It's always a blessing to study the Word of God with you, and we invite you to tune in next time to explore more of its life-giving truth. Let's rejoin Roll now for a closing thought from today's study.
This is so important. When He pours Himself into your life, before He can do that, guess what? You have to be poured out. And when you pour yourself out, He'll pour Himself in. And when He pours Himself in, you'll be overflowing with the love of God and the grace of God and the mercies of God. Because God wants to use everyone here, young people as old people too. That's why we're here. I mean, I love what God is doing, and I know He's going to do more great things. But at the same time, He needs vessels. Vessels that become servants to Him. Vessels that are willing to pour themselves out so that He can pour Himself into my life. And then I can pour myself and Jesus out to other people. Never taking the credit for anything. We're slaves of Jesus Christ.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.